to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And we are back. Yes, yeah, Fat Checkers, yes, Impiwe is here. By the way, Road to 2 million has officially begun, Penduka. Yes, so make sure you please smash that subscribe button if you haven't subscribed yet. Yes, because we've got to get to 2 million. Imagine 12 December comes, we haven't reached 2 million.
Yo, we'll need to make a plan. Can't we buy the subscribers or something? You know, people can buy followers on social media. Surely you can buy subscribers.
Yeah. Is that still big? Like, quick. The bots thing. Does that still happen?
I don't. I know people like the bots for pushing propaganda and your own thing, but. Nah, the people, the buying of followers thing is not big now. It's not big anymore. No.
Why didn't it clamp down? What didn't they, didn't social media clamp down?
Find a way.
Instead, yeah?
I'm not sure. Fact checker, this is where you come in.
Yeah. But anyway, 12 December, it's decided. We're out at Grand West in Cape Town. Celebrating Road to 2 million. No. All your favorite hosts are going to be there. The whole network's going to be there. It's going to be fucking epic. Make sure you get your tickets right now before they sell out. Check out the link in the description box to get your tickets. And then we shall see you there on the 12th of December. I wish it was like tomorrow, dog.
December's here, bro. December's here. They'll feel the FOMO. See the FOMO we're feeling when we watch the party.
Yeah.
And you weren't invited to. Yeah. Everybody, we'll be there dripping in our suits. You know, who's will be there?
Yes.
Meaning chillers.
Yeah.
There'll be FOMO. But so don't miss out. Please make sure you're there, man.
But will all the hosts be like in talking terms? I see there's a lot of beef, you know, amongst the...
With who now?
Yeah, we have beef in the house.
How? I know there's Taki and Londi. What's going on?
Whoa!
Shit, I didn't watch We Dream This Week. What happened?
No, they're addressing something because I think Taki was busy asking, where does Londi get her money from?
You don't ask that. It's like asking a woman's age. You know, Uti, where get the money?
He was pressing. So Londi also came back.
But where does she get her money though?
She's a business. She's a businesswoman.
Yeah, she's got hair. Doesn't she have like branded hair?
And a salon.
And a salon.
Reality show.
So all of that.
She's a podcaster now.
Bro.
You understand what I'm saying?
So that's a portfolio.
Yo.
That's an investment portfolio, right there.
Yeah.
You know, she's got stocks.
Yeah. Can get some Londi shares.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Hey,
Taki, SIU of the podcast. SIU of the podcast. You're not going to see Taki.
And you know, he's always pocket watching, Taki.
He's a pocket watcher. For real.
Am I lying now?
He was a pocket watcher. SIU is good though. But you know, we need to ask these questions sometimes, you know? Because like, especially the whole Maganga thing is making us realize that, nah, man, you know? There's people who have money and you're like, okay. Then there's people you're like, all right, man. Doesn't make sense.
What is happening?
Yeah, exactly, you know? So is that pocket watching or it's accountability?
A bit of both.
Yeah. So it's necessary sometimes. So I get why Taki, they're very uncomfortable questions, but it's necessary,
somebody,
man, you know?
Ask,
no one will ever ask you where you get money from.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Because people know you work hard and they know what you work on.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Fact checker.
To answer your question about bots, they are still around. And yes, we could get AI bots for subscribers if you need them.
No. The chillers will pull through, man.
Nah, the chillers will pull through. They never let us down, bro.
Yeah, no.
They never let us down.
Just subscribe, man. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Because people don't like subscribing to YouTube channels. It's the weirdest thing.
Because they're there. It's not like we are recruiting new people. It's people who are there who are watching already. Yeah. The numbers would say. But it's not, they don't balance the viewers. And the subscribers.
But do you feel like maybe people withhold that just to not reward you with the subscription because they know how valuable it is?
No.
No, it's like what Saul is saying. If you're really watching, you don't feel the need to subscribe.
Because you know you've got an appointment on Monday and Thursday and Tuesday, Wednesday now, and Friday. You know you've got an appointment. Because even with me, there were like many... Literally, sometimes I'd watch the news, right, in the evening. I think I'd go to, like, Newsroom Africa or ENCA for the longest time, and I, like, only subscribed last week or something, you know? And I'm like, oh, shit. Because just before I sleep, I want to catch up what happened in the day.
Okay.
Put on some news on the YouTube. So it becomes like that, and it's innocent. It's not like... No, fuck it, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm pocket watching. I'll watch from this pocket and not subscribe. Drop fuck them. They can't be making money. No, it's not malicious. It's just people just really, it skips their mind.
Okay.
Those ladies, so based on my timeline, bro, it's safe to say that I think South Africa had one of the best World Cups ever of all time because America's seeing flames, man. Yo. There's so much happening there, bro. Off the field,
The visa. People are getting denied entry, referees.
Yeah, I saw some Senegalese and Ivory Coast supporters were not allowed in.
Wow.
Dude, Thomas Partey wasn't.
Yeah, Thomas Partey.
Yeah, because he's got a case, a rape case. Which...
But he's not allowed in Canada.
In Canada. Yeah. The visa in Canada was declined.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's sorted now.
Who's Thomas Partey?
He plays for Ghana.
Oh.
He used to play for Arsenal.
Are you serious?
They're big players. Like the... Biggest player,
so
I think.
So wait, a whole player? Biggest. Who's part of the team?
Yeah. Superstar, big player.
Damn.
Yeah.
But look. Okay.
They were even searching the Senegalese players.
I saw that. I saw that. Mm. Like, dude, like, what do you take us for? Look, with the Partey thing, generally, really, if you apply for a visa in most countries, and you do have some cases happening, your visa may likely get denied, but we all know who he is, what he's going there for. So I feel like they could use some discretion.
Yeah.
You know, he's going there. He's not going to get there and assault women after what he's going through. He's a big superstar with a cloud already hanging over his head. Just let him go play football,
bro,
man.
I remember the propaganda, bro, especially in mainstream media when we were hosting the World Cup. Hey, so much shit was being said about South Africa. Crime.
It's going to be hell.
Yeah, third world country, XYZ.
The rape is high.
You understand what I'm saying?
The rape is high.
And we pulled out at such a magnificent event. Even the mayor of New York came out now last week saying that the 2010 World Cup for him was one of the best, right?
Yeah.
And he wants to take that atmosphere and that energy and bring it into New York, right? And then after that, it was Russia, ne?
Russia.
Then they went on Russia.
After I surrendered to Brazil. Remember those lines at the soccer seat to the black lines that point to Brazil? There's a black lines across the seats. No, for real. Google it. Yeah. That point to Brazil because they were the next host in 2014.
Okay. Yeah, Brazil. What are they saying about Brazil? I don't remember what they were saying about Brazil.
No, with Brazil. Remember Brazil, that many protests. The workers were protesting. The government, people weren't happy. And obviously Brazil as well has got many shanty towns or slums or
Imikuku.
Yeah. It's got crime as well. Yeah. Brazil is favelas. Insane crime. Favelas, yes. It's got plenty of crime. So the naysayers saying there's marches, the people are too... you know when someone tools down? Are they tools downing? The people are tools downing, striking instead of working.
Downing tools.
Mm. Yes, there we go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like Russia, and then Russia, what are they saying? What are they saying about Russia, man?
I don't know. What was
Ukraine war, ne?
Yeah.
Undemocratic, ne?
Yeah, pretty much. Undemocratic. They were saying all sorts of... Look, all things were being said, bro. Mm. Especially about...
And then... Qatar, it was the whole LGBT thing.
LGBTQ, human rights thing.
Human rights thing.
It's a morally bankrupt society because of human rights, women's rights, you know, Islam, you know, the West and the East. Yeah.
Bro, now it's America. They're in the middle of a war and no one's saying anything.
And things are happening.
Bro.
The English team got equipment stolen from them.
Yeah, they got their boots stolen, bro. Their balls.
Their kits. Stolen. They put.
They got robbed right next to their camp.
Like I'm a cock, so I go there and find out who's my cocks. Since you're in America anyway, and maybe she'll sing and tell you where they are. It's bad, bro. Like, how do you get, dude? This is the World Cup.
Yeah.
There's security detail around these teams, and it's England, and they stole boots. Shin Gods.
Bro, apparently the final game where it's being held, like that stadium, you can only get there via car. Like there's no car park. There's no parking around the car. I mean,
around the stadium.
Around the stadium. You can only get there via an Uber, and the Ubers now, the prices have gone up because they know it's the World Cup.
Yeah.
So if it was like $50, now it's like $500, for example. And then if you take like a train or whatever, you have to walk like 5 kilometers. It's insane, bro.
It's unbelievable. And you go like, wait, America has hosted the World Cup before in 94. So already have got the experience.
Yeah, they should know.
But it's not a footballing country, bro.
It is not.
They don't really care about soccer, bro.
It's not a soccer country. It's a big footballing country.
Yeah.
And Trump said something so smart the other day. He said, we being Americans, should reconsider calling football football and call soccer, what they call soccer, football. Because that is football. Because in America, the football is not football.
Yeah, no, it's not.
How did they come up? Please search how they came up with football. Like, it's the weirdest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. What I found funny is they call the World Cup FIFA. They like this FIFA thing.
Oh!
FIFA. Yeah. Oh, no. FIFA's FIFA.
Yeah,
they're not aware of FIFA. That's how it's referred to.
Yeah, they call it FIFA.
Yeah, they're FIFA thing. I thought it's just going to be for a weekend. It's a whole month?
What did they think?
They're into quick things, quick everything in America.
What did they think was going to happen? You know,
they don't know, bro.
You know, people's visas are getting so declined. Who did you think was going to come? Because obviously the supporters from whichever country have to come to America.
And it's countries that Trump calls shitholes. But guess what? We are there. We've qualified for the World Cup. And you want to host the world? Listen, if you hate the world, don't host the world. Like, guess what? I don't like fucking noise at my house. So I'm not going to host the parties at my house.
But you have kids, though. But you have kids, though.
Yeah. I could sell a tape, too.
Please play this clip, Shots. So this is an African-American lady, talking about the World Cup. Just listen to this.
Being a disaster is exactly the propaganda.
Just start it again.
It is exactly the propaganda. World Cup in the U.S. being a disaster is exactly the propaganda we need. It is exactly the propaganda this country needs. I'm so glad that the whole world is coming to the U.S. for the World Cup. I'm so glad about it because this is the thing. Me, Black Americans, so many people, but particularly Black Americans have told y'all, this country is just propaganda, it's smoke and mirrors. Like, from y'all not allowing the Somali referee who won the 2025 referee, you won't let him in. Japan had to change where they practice. There was a shooting in Kansas City, like so many miles away from the England team. I'm so glad y'all are here because I don't think the social media, the news, and obviously the propaganda has not truly shown y'all how dangerous, how dilapidated, how terrible this actual country is. I don't mean the working class people. I don't mean the Black people. I don't mean the people who get up every day and try to figure things out. I'm talking about this country as a whole has failed us. And I hope that through y'all being in this country and experiencing what we told y'all we were experiencing, because part of it is that y'all have, all of us, including Americans, I hate saying that, but including those who have found themselves on this land that is not ours, but those that have found ourselves here, there's been so much propaganda about the land of the free, the home of the brave, that the allure dream around the United States. Obviously, that veil has been pulled, but I still think for a lot of countries and for a lot of people, especially if you're doing well in your home country, you assume the United States is where it's at. No, it's not. It's just not. It's fallen. It is fallen from its greatness. Who has family from the South, from all over. We've known this for a long time. But it feels good for y'all to get here and be like, it's bad there. And maybe y'all will do something about what's happening across the globe. Maybe you will stop listening to this particular empire about how things should go. Maybe you should recognize
that. We're not going
to
do anything, man. We got our own problems, man.
Yeah, we
ain't coming to the party, man.
We'll come to the party if Thomas ain't even playing there. Why? You know, it's crazy. Everything that they accuse Africa of, the dictatorship, America is that right now.
It's that.
No one is talking about how the FIFA guys are leasing out a part of the Trump Towers. And it's like, how? It's a direct conflict of interest. You're the guy in charge of the country, and then you're profiting directly. It would be big news if it happened elsewhere in the world. Mm. You know, it would be like huge news. The human rights violations and everything else happening there is a semblance of what would happen in a third world country with this dictator. And it's all happening in America, and the world is turning a blind eye to it.
Mm. Fair checker.
To answer your question about why do they call football football and soccer soccer, it started in the 19th century. So each and every single game that needed you to kick a ball was called football. And then as time went on, the Football Association started naming these things. So they kept to the name football and changed and followed the Britons by calling it soccer. So making the difference between football and soccer. And then as time went by, Britons then changed from calling the sport soccer to football, and they just stayed with calling it football and soccer.
And I think the soccer came in because at some point there was association football. And instead of saying association football, I think people said ESOC, short for the association, ESOC, because you spell it as ESOC with two C's and A. S-O-C-C, S-O-C, and then from S-O-C, I think it sounds awkward and it just somehow became soccer. But I'm still lost. So because you kick, there's an element of kicking a ball.
Everything was...
It's not even a ball. A ball is round, technically. That oblong-shaped thing of theirs is like a rugby ball.
But according to it, it was a merge of rugby and football at that time in the 19th century. So because they it was associated with them kicking the ball like in rugby, they then started calling it football.
Differentiate.
Oh, okay.
And then Bafana Fana, were we playing football or soccer that night?
Yeah.
Opening, what was that? Was that...
Oh,
how embarrassing.
We're playing fool's ball. And the fool is Hugo Bruce. Because we're playing his ball. Literally, we got there. That was
embarrassing, bro.
That was humiliating, bro.
Dude, they couldn't even make five passes together,
bro. That was humiliating. The world watching.
The whole world, bro.
The whole world. Your messages of this world. Everybody.
Opening match.
Ronaldo. The real Ronaldo.
Hmm.
Oh, everyone, your hero is watching. David Beckham, fucking Morgan Freeman is watching, bro. You know, like Samuel Jackson is like, motherfuckers. What is that? And also, it's humiliating because...
Even P. Diddy in jail.
P. Diddy.
They show them the games, come on.
Sure. Oh, yeah, they do. Surely they do, bro. And... Just to even the football community, because you want to be part of the country, even if you lose. It's the opening match. Mm. You want to be a country that flies the football or soccer, especially to Americans, high and represented well. Even if we go out, but we go out swinging and fighting.
But even besides the team, you as an individual, dog, like, you know, if you do well, so many teams are going to come calling.
It's the biggest stage, bro.
You understand what I'm saying? Just for that, your pride, my man, to see that, like, if I do well, maybe Man United will call.
Yes, because they all know all the guys are watching.
Mm.
Do you think now the Man scouts. United management is going to watch a random game, us against South Korea?
No.
Now, but it's an opening game.
Yeah.
And
do you think they buckled under pressure, bro? Because they look nervous, man.
We do tend to have a tendency of not having the big match temperament. And when the big moments really, really do come at the biggest stage, we do tend to. Now, it doesn't help that our coach, the formation, number one, sent a message.
He
to
had
the
like
players.
Eight defenders.
So what are you telling the players?
Defend.
Are you telling the players, most importantly, boys, I don't think I can trust you to go attack. Because these guys are so good, we will get humiliated.
They're not even that great,
and if we lose, 5-0, 6-0, it looks bad on me.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, go out there and try not to embarrass me and yourselves. And that's what you're saying. Mm. So you're already killing the morale. Never mind the nerves that these guys have. Mm. But now when Mokwena and whoever's got the ball, they know normally somebody else is creating space Foster is not creating space. He wants the ball come directly to him. There's no creativity. So even our creative players, when they get the ball, they can't be creative because you've put a system that doesn't allow them to be creative because everybody's there and there's no one there. And the guy we've got there is like a bloody fridge. So he really killed the boys. I get the nerves, but that will even make the nerves worse.
On a positive note, though.
In an uncomfortable position.
On a positive note, though.
Yes, yes.
It's not about how you start. It's about how you finish.
Oh,
Argentina lost to Saudi Arabia.
How did they lose?
They lost and they won the World Cup last time. So give the guys some grace. There's still two matches. They can redeem themselves.
Nah, man.
Argentina lost, guys.
I was going to ask, is there hope?
Guys? How did they lose, bro? How did they lose? We lost so timidly. And even when we were losing, we didn't look like we were a team that's trying to equalize or save a bit of respect.
Yeah.
We look like a team that's like, okay, let's not lose 3-0. Let's not lose 4-0. We don't look like a team that's like, nah, bro, you're not going to humiliate. We don't look like a team that is being watched by their families, playing for even just that honor of, yo, I'm going to make my people happy and proud. We didn't, bro. It's like your daughter watching you lose in a fight and your hands are like here, not because they're tired, but because you are so scared to even fight back.
Mm.
That's what, we took it lying down, bro. Like, nah, someone must talk to Bruce, bro. Abo Hellman, abam kalele lapha. No, for real, dog. Hellman, I was expressed, not only in midnight, you know, even during the fucking game training. Someone at Sofa must do something. Like, you guys embarrassed us already with the visa situation.
Did you see Coast Lady, talk to the guy? How many Africans were hate watching because of the whole march and march thing?
Oh,
did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
They were rocking.
It's whatever. That's the hate watch, bro.
Already, there was no support for South Africa.
Yeah.
I think it's...
And did you know the guys got 2 million rand bonus for being part of the World Cup, each player?
Huh?
Yeah. 2 million rand, and then they give us that.
No way.
So it sounds like you're blaming the players as well.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I expected more, man. Because when I watched them in the AFCON, I'm like, no, there's something here.
Yeah.
We're just unfortunate, you know. But that.
We need you to. Listen, man, even if, okay, guys, even if the coach has put defensive players and our best players are on the bench, you don't know why, even when we're down a goal, even when we're down two goals, at least, man, play for yourself. Yeah, be selfish. Yourself.
Can you check how much money a country gets when they get into the next qualifying rounds?
Oh.
Like quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals. I just want to see like the incentive from the team.
Yeah. Because as you progress deeper into the tournament, you get more money. You're right. Good money at that, bro. Like,
yeah, this is dollars.
Dollars, yeah. Foreign currency. This is FIFA, bro. It's different gravy, man.
No, it's not FIFA. FIFA.
FIFA. FIFA.
I know there was a lot of criticism regarding their fashion as well. Do you see the countries when a lot of other African countries when they're coming, they're entering, like they look good, and then Bafana is just there wearing like tracks.
Oh yeah, there's a video that actually explains this. I sent it to you.
People were saying that maybe it even just like put down their morale because they
But let's be honest, before we play the video,
mm-hmm.
I don't really give much a damn about their tracksuits and the thing, but if they look dapper, people now, after that first game, would say, yeah, you're focused on the fashion.
Mm.
Yeah. What about the football? We are focused on looking good and Instagram.
You're right.
You fuck boys. You're interested in being Instagrammable.
Yeah, right.
On content and looking good over the game. So it's good. They must look plain. We need to play football and win and or try to go as further as possible.
Mm.
So it's okay to look good, man.
Rock us their shots.
We'll never be able to comprehend just how big soccer is for the rest of the world. It's me. I'm the American mind. And with all the countries competing in the World Cup, I'm seeing all these videos of what the countries are doing to send these teams off to America. It is blowing my mind. First of all, we'll start pretty light. We have Panama and Brazil doing like the plain holy water blessing before they left. Then I see this video of Paraguay Stadium and they're lighting up the biggest fireworks show I have ever seen in my entire life. Senegal is throwing a presidential dinner on the field for their players before this tournament. Turkey gathered up like 1,000 cars and put together a convoy for for their entire team as a send-off. A couple fans from Argentina cycled 10,500 miles from their hometown to Kansas City for the World Cup. And then this, which I don't think is even World Cup related, MC Alger just won their 10th Algerian championship title, and they basically lit the entire city on fire with fireworks. Like, look at this. This is insane. Meanwhile, for the U.S. team, all of us Americans are like, yeah, good luck, I guess, right? We'll be rooting for you. And I think it just goes to show how much of a death grip that the NFL has on us.
That's funny, man. Yes, man, Jacob, do you have the
I thought this was the outfit of the video with the outfits.
No, it was just showing like how, like the other teams, how far they went to send off their teams and stuff.
How do we send our teams off?
I'm sure by a taxi. They would put it to OR.
No, it would be nice. Scabby, man. Scabby, number panty. Scabby, like 100 cows slaughtered somewhere, and whoever can make it can make it.
Yeah.
A proudly South African tradition.
Yeah,
as obvious. Yeah, I guess park here, but scavenger, just something proudly South African. Get 300 cows, bro, you know, for example. You know what I mean? From all the other players that didn't qualify to go to the PSL. To go to the FIFA. Yeah, to the FIFA. Yeah, he go. Scavenging. And feast. No, but it would be nice. Something proudly, purely proudly South African. And and some of the fans can even take the hides, Ikumba. Home, Bakale Ngazo. To say that was Bafana Bafana going to the 2010 World Cup. I've got one of those hides. Just an idea.
But we'll probably run out of cars because Cubs has finished all of them.
Just fucking
they're all hiding around his wrist. They're all hiding around his wrist.
Yes, we take.
So the guaranteed money for the World Cup 2026 is if you make it to round of 32, each team gets $11 million.
Wow.
So that's just the getting there, qualifying.
Yes. Okay. Round of 32.
No, round of 32 is the second stage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Second stage. So that's not for qualifying.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. It's for making it out the groups.
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then round of 16 is 15 million rand per team. And then quarterfinals is 19 million rand. And then on top of that, it says even before progressing, every qualified country is guaranteed a minimum payout of 12.5 million just for participating.
Are these rands or dollars?
Dollars.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was 19 million rands for quarterfinals sounds low.
No, it's 19 million.
Semifinals?
It's 19. Quarterfinals is 19 million. And then fourth place is 27 million. Third place is 29 million.
Dollars.
Runner ups is 33 million. And champions is 15 million.
So that's from semi final.
Now imagine you get the 11, then you blast the 12, and then you blast the 19.
You could come back home with $50 million.
Even 100, bro.
One pure.
Even 100.
Even 100 million dollars, boy. 700 trillion. When you convert to reds, it's for about 700 trillion. Yo, that's, and then remember Morocco came, went back home with that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, last time they made it to the semis.
Anyway, bro, like, yo, dude, I don't know how to feel about this.
Yeah.
I heard you speak about rappers now becoming streamers, I think last week or something.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Cass, bro. I don't know, Nasty C is now streaming.
Both of them.
Oh,
I was talking about both of them. Both of them.
Man, I don't know how I feel about that, man. It was weird, man.
Why? They're diversifying, weird, man. Why?
Nah, bro. Like the aura points every time I watch him, because he gets clipped up a lot now.
Yeah, he's one of the guys trending.
Yeah, so when I see him, I'm just like, aura points dropping, my nigga. Like,
wait, what's an aura about
okay,
streaming?
I'm calling to my crop top. Like,
Taki said it's a bra.
But I missed
it. I was like, Nasty, are you going this far?
I'm calling two minds, right? So I'm a fan. I love Nasty C.
Yeah.
And then I've always had this picture of him, right?
Yeah.
And then now seeing him, like, every time I see him, it just kills his superstardom, you know?
Mm-hmm. I see.
Superstardness. Mm-hmm. Like, it just dilutes his brand for me. Mm-hmm. The mystique, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Euro codes.
You understand?
You're not easily accessible.
You understand?
Yeah.
And then on the other side, I put my business hat on, right? Mm. And I'm like, all right, cool, I get it.
There we go.
He's building his own community.
There we go,
He's diversifying.
There we go.
Like,
that's right, what I've been rapping to 60.
It's direct to consumer. So, like, if he's got a single, he'll speak straight to his...
Or merch. Or a product.
Events or whatever.
Or anything, yeah.
So I get it, but hey, man, it just doesn't feel right, man. And I'm old school, dog.
Yeah.
You know our celebrities, you never saw them, bro.
No, not like
bro,
that.
Bro, it was like seeing the king or the queen.
Yeah.
It hardly ever happened. Like, you'd never just go randomly see Bonang anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's what made Bonang Bonang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look,
it wasn't easily accessible. So now it's just like, yo, man, what are you doing?
I get it.
I'm glad you brought it, that you put your business cap on, because I said what I said, and the music is taking a knock, but the guys are heading a different way. And maybe, surely from everything you've mentioned now, it was not an easy decision for him, because he knew that this would happen.
Yeah.
People would be like, yo, nasty. Because now you got to be a baby again and learn to walk again when you like one of the elite athletes of rap and hip-hop music. But now people need to watch you fumble, stumble, try to walk again. It's like seeing Michael Jordan doing the whole baseball thing he did. Remember that thing
he did? Yeah, yeah.
You're like, bro, you're the GOAT at basketball. Like, you are sorted for life. You can sit home and do nothing. And people will be like, where's Michael Jordan? But he went out there and did baseball because he believed... purely believed in himself. It may have been a failed project that he's going to do well at this. And so for me, it's a step out of your comfort zone that I have to commend to start something new.
But
and be willing to be ridiculed.
He is funny, though. I saw some clip where they're like, hey, Nasty, have you ever lied? He's like, yeah, I lie all the time, man.
You see? And so otherwise he'd be keeping that humor to himself. So he knows that there's a space for him in streaming. Mm. You know,
he's like,
so
why are you going to go around telling everybody the truth? Man, you got to lie sometimes.
And let's not forget, this is a guy who gave us the hardest verse in...
Lemonade.
In the last biggest raw hip-hop song to come out of South Africa.
Four Horsemen, yeah.
And the one that... In a Metro... Wait, what was Stogie? What did he win at the Metro? Is it for Four Horsemen? Or was it a lifetime thing? Oh, that was a lifetime achievement.
And one of these lines there is like, I make my move in silence. I'm like, this is not that silent.
No, no.
It's not that silent.
A lot of moves maybe, man. Not all the moves.
No.
Some moves. But let's not forget that. You know, he still is Nasty C. He's capable of it. So shout out to him for starting something when you are established enough to just live off your legacy. But you decide to, let me go learn how to swim in full view of the public.
Mm.
That takes balls too.
Yeah. Fat checker?
I just wanted to...
What happened there? I don't know. I don't know. Wrong pipe. something like that.
I just wanted to just shed some light on the fact that currently having great music is not the only thing that that can help you boost your career. Now you're going to have to stream and become an influencer.
It's a content economy, bro. We live in a content economy.
Just having streams go on a certain platform and expecting your fans to listen to it, it's not going to catch. It won't catch wind. You're going to have to market it, and you have to be creative with your marketing.
Yeah, yeah,
so Nawa just told me that one of the reasons why Nasty is currently streaming, besides playing games on his streaming platform, is that he has an album that he's trying to promote.
Mm.
So it just shows you that as big as he is, as great as he is, he still has to market and go
the
on the ground.
He still needs to adapt. It's like
the new podcasting.
Yeah, so he is going to.
Okay, then I just hope that the content creator persona doesn't overtake the music. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, if you're saying he's got an album, then at least it still comes back to the music.
Nasty's an incredible rapper, bro.
I don't think
it'll ever do.
This is what we're hitting, guys.
It's the content economy, bro. It's the content economy. Everybody's got a TikTok.
Adapt or die, my nigga.
Yeah, gotta adapt or die, bro. So I get it, but at the same time, you know, the music should be quality if you're still about the music.
Yeah.
Or just vacate. Other kids will still come and do a thing. You can do a streaming, I guess.
Shout out to Elon Musk. He became the first trillionaire, my nigga.
Wow.
Wow. Did you guys hear that? He became the
first trillionaire. Yeah, I saw that.
I saw a headline.
I saw that, bro.
First trillionaire.
Trillion. That is insane, bro.
Trillion.
There's a video, man. I wish there was a guy explaining, like, difference between a million, a billion, and a trillion, and just contextualizing it.
Yeah.
You know? And the gap is so vast. Just from billion to a trillion. That's an... You can't comprehend the kind of money, man.
Elon Musk became the world's first trillionaire following a record-shattering $75 billion NASDAQ IPO for his aerospace company, SpaceX. Wow. This market surge officially rocketed Musk's personal net worth to $1.1 trillion, surpassing the individual GDPs of nations like Switzerland and Saudi Arabia. Wow. The historic fortune is primarily backed by his 42% majority stake in SpaceX, alongside his massive Tesla holdings, while the listing also minted over 4,400 new millionaires among his SpaceX owned workforce. Musk celebrated from Texas, declaring he will use the massive influx of capital to fund his ultimate mission of colonizing Mars. This thing is so rich, he's not even trying to colonize a country, dog.
Nah.
He's trying to colonize the whole planet.
The whole planet.
He wants to colonize Mars.
Mars.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Bro, no, man. This guy, he's officially not human, bro. No.
When you have $1 trillion, what do you want to do, bro? Like,
bro, that's not
too small for you.
Bro, do you know if you have $1 trillion, there's no one in the world that can say no to you? Like, literally, there's no one.
Yeah, no one.
So not president, not ain't no one, bro.
And with that said, shout out to the South African government. They said no to, what's that internet of his?
Starlink.
Who said no to Starlink?
Watch him buy South Africa.
Who said no to Starlink?
Watch him buy South Africa.
Yeah, but actually, yeah, shout out. Yeah. But of course, the reasons may be a bit weird because there needs to be a BE partner and it's always the same guys eating.
So what if he comes back now and asks again? Do you think now the government might just go?
You won't ask. All right.
Here you go. You are the trillionaire. What can we say?
What if he's already back and he's not asking? What if he's plotting things to happen to destabilize things and, you know? Because when you try to get into the front door and they say no, you'll find a way somehow through the back door.
If anything, I wish there wasn't so much beef with him with South Africa. Because imagine if he was kind of like that person who believes in South Africa and as his home country, then he will just be looking for ways to invest back the money.
He doesn't care about
that. Yeah, he doesn't care. That's why, like, when you're like, I'm like, whatever. Yeah, he's a trillionaire.
Like,
so
please check if Mansa Main had more money.
He hates South Africa.
Please check if Mansa Main had more money.
Mansa Musa. Mansa Musa lives in a roast bang in an apartment. You can go to Starbucks, roast bang, you'll see Mansa Main, you know. You can even order him a coffee. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Mansa Musa.
Yeah,
the American YouTuber,
yeah, that's Mansa Main. Yeah. He's always in a roast bang. He lives there, but he's in
the movies. They're doing a movie about that. I can't wait for that.
About Mansa Musa.
Yeah, Mansa Musa.
That'll be beautiful.
It's that guy, the guy the ladies like. The guy was on Rocky, the black guy.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Dope. Yeah. Mansa Musa. Oh, so he's going to be Mansa Musa.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. Shout out.
Who was more richer?
Elon Musk. In today's currency, Mansa Musa's net worth would have ranged at roughly about $400 billion.
So South Africa birthed the richest man of all time.
Yeah, that's insane. Africa birthed the richest man of all time birthed the other one that surpassed the richest man of all time.
Africa.
That's too much money, man. A trillion.
Brother. Where was Mansa Musa from?
Mali.
Yeah, we know it's from Mali, but like, where was he from?
Mali.
Oh.
Mali.
Oh,
wow.
I'm like, yeah, I already know it's from Mali, bro. Tell me his country. Oh, Mali.
All right, Ghost Lady, before we come to you, man. All right, chillers, the world's biggest soccer spectacle is here. And we have an important message from our partners at Hollywood Bet. To celebrate the Halagasha campaign, they're giving you a chance to win a share of a massive 2 million rands in cash and cars, including brand new Ford Territory and two Cherry Tigo 4 Pros. Entering couldn't be easier. All you you have to do is get your name in the hat, is click the pinned comment below and register Pinduka. It's that simple.
Yeah, register, man.
Yeah, and then place a bet of 10 rand or more on any soccer fixture. Every bet brings you closer to that win. Make sure you get your entries in before the 19th of July, 2026. Oh, and you can grab that welcome offer of 25 rand and 50 free spins. Click that pinned comment, lock in your soccer bets, and chase your share of 2 million rands. Good luck. Enjoy the tournament and let's go. As always, you must be 18 plus.
Responsible, please. Be responsible.
Yeah, boy. Ghost lady, what you got for us?
Remember Uzuma from Amaroto?
Ah, Uzuma, Msholo, Sindo, Tanamakanda, Mabi. Yes.
Yeah. So a story came out about him and he spent a night in custody after there was an altercation that was also physical with his wife. And
damn,
yeah,
he's married.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, yep.
Whoa. When did he get married?
Yeah, then yeah. Congratulations on the marriage, man.
Yeah. So it's a well. Now the thing is, this looks like a pattern because there was also another one with his ex girlfriend. This happened in 2024. This was just a couple of years ago.
2 years ago, it was another relationship.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. What's your take, Pinduka? Because they were arguing about who slept who first between him and the wife.
Oh, so somebody slept somebody.
Let me just amend that. It's not a wife. I think I read it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, you must have read it wrong. Well, turn around. Hey.
No.
Oh, it was a new relationship. Like 2 weeks ago, he's got a wife now. When did they get married? Hey, well, turn around. Nudge you. Yes.
No, it's not a wife.
It's not a wife.
It's not a wife.
It's Mimi. Yes.
I still have never been slapped by a girlfriend ever. So now it's about who slapped who first. And look, though, there are, I've seen women who slap a guy.
Yeah.
And then there's niggas who will react.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's guys who are well, gonna react.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? They're slapping. You're saying, what's my take on?
They're slapping, and then there's that one. You know, the one where they point you.
That. Has never happened to me.
But I you know that
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, they can't do me. I'm told, no, man.
Like, hey, your I forehead think
it's
is
for
far,
the short guys. Like, it's for you and I'm too tall, man. For her to go like that.
You know
but you could be sitting down. I know what you mean.
The one where they put the finger here. That one is disrespectful,
it's
disrespectful.
Though.
Yeah.
Ah, that one, my man.
And then that time, they were telling Wooty, press a candle lady. Hileli, look parting in some cab. I'm looking indoor and I'm a candle, my way. But nah, man. Hey, guys, man. Mm. You see, it's always tricky now that you mention that they're like, I always advocate, bro, I can't hit a woman, you know? Mm. And I've never been hit by a woman also. So to sit here and be like, when a woman hits you, hey, behave like this. Because there's context.
Yeah, you don't know how
what to... What were they arguing about? Like... And you know, people are going to clip this and make me look like a woman abuser, whatever.
Condoner, no.
I'm not condoning woman abuse, guys.
I'm against but I'm not, women trying I'm to hit men.
Abuse in any form, yes.
Yeah, like just, you can't. Because you don't know, if that person now comes back on you, like you don't, with more power, then now you are, so it's just, it's never equal.
And gents, man, if you know you've got a career, you've got a life, you've got ways, you've got means, don't ruin your life, man, over a woman, bro. You know?
There's so many,
bro. I know they're going to cheat on you. Some are going to hurt you. Some are going to disrespect you. But always remember, you chose her. So why would you choose somebody who disrespects you? It's never too late to leave, regardless, even if it's a marriage situation, bro.
Hey, did I tell you guys
something? Let it not get physical and you lose your life. And so you lose your reputation and your dignity as a man because maybe... you lost your cool or you allowed somebody to lead you to a place where you're losing your cool and you're acting out of character. And if that's your character of being violent, you need serious help. Get help. Exactly. If that's your character, you're a violent man. And this is for all men.
Did I tell you I got banned from going to the mall because of what I said last week?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Remember I told you the mall is... there's nice.
Mall of Africa. Oh, look at you.
Oh, yes, it's the mall, yes. Oh, yeah, you said Moses bums.
Meg is get to you and say it. She's like, hey, do you remember? He doesn't know. I was like, he's hoping someone.
Oh, so your wife was like, no more for you.
Yeah, I can't go to the
mall. Yeah, because. I'm going to fluke because he wants the mall. He wants the mall. He wants the mall. Who wants the mall? Like, no, he wants the mall.
Yeah, I'm being honest. You know what I mean? Nick,
he wants the mall. You want the mall, my nigga. You want the mall, boy.
I think also maybe now during the week you were like, no, I'm going to buy bread at Mall of Africa. But yeah.
Okay, buns, nigga. I'm going for the buns.
Buns.
Okay, no, I'm going for the buns. I'm going for the buns.
I'm going to do some stock. I will buy some stock.
For real. That's good though, at least, dog, you know? Then, yeah, somebody else will go. I hate going to the mall.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to be banned from the mall, bro. I'd love to be banned from the mall. I hate them all.
By the way, man, shout out to Anelim Dodd. She bought, she acquired Rapid Blue. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when you said what's on your mind, what caught your mind, that was what I was going to say.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, you need another one now because I just said it.
Yeah.
I always have one.
Media personality and radio host Anelim Dodd has acquired production giant Rapid Blue from BBC World. The acquisition was executed through a production house, Rose and Oaks Media.
That's her company,
which she co-founded alongside partners Frankie Detoit and Paul Buys.
It must have been Paul's idea.
Yeah.
To buy Rapid Blue. Paul Buys.
Drop with fucking.
Wu-Tang! Paul Buys Rapid Blue.
And then he nod. Rapid Blue has a massive history as the engine room behind some of Africa's most iconic television formats, including The X Factor, SA's Got Talent, Strictly Come Dancing, Come Dine With Me, SA, and Isibaya. Remember I told you Anela's got long money, niggas?
No, Anela's taking over, bro.
Yeah.
And shout out to Rose and Oaks, her company, and you know her and the company. Because
doing very well, yeah?
Yeah, and also Rapid Blue has done like big South African shows.
Yeah.
And it's always just been one of those big legacy production companies. Them, Red Pepper, Urban Brew. You know what I mean?
I met.
And they're all there in Randburg.
Fuck, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
I was at Red Pepper 2 weeks ago and I met the guy who hired me when I was 13, Cecil. He's still the CEO there. So we had a meeting, man. It was so crazy.
At Urban Brew.
Red Pepper, Cecil Berry.
Yeah. Oh, Cecil, yeah, Cecil Berry.
Yeah, he hired me at Crazy when I was 13 years old.
Yes, in your book.
Yes, I haven't seen him since then, and I just caught up with him 2 weeks ago. It was it was quite crazy, man.
That's cute.
It's like, when I met you, bro, you were the naughtiest motherfucker I've ever met, and you still are.
Wow, bro, yeah.
Hasn't changed.
Man.
Bro, it was so crazy that the people when I was there are still there. Like, the lady at reception is still the same lady.
Are you lying?
Lady, kid you not, bro.
That's
in
beautiful,
editing,
though.
Sound. I'm like, yo, it was
that
like a flashback, bro.
That's beautiful, though.
Yo.
It's but beautiful they that they retain
old?
The people.
Hey?
Aren't they very old?
They are, but they're still there, bro.
Wow.
Company. It's a company. People work, like, for 30 years in one company, especially the generation just before us. Our parents and all. People will stick around at a company.
No, but shout out to
my uncle had like a 30-year certificate on his wall for working for this steel company, Hagee, somewhere by Germiston on the N3 as you're about to join the M2. Both of my uncles, one worked there forever, retired. One company, one career, one company.
But shout out to Anelim, man.
Yeah, especially because you bought the company from a foreign entity, you know, and it was a proudly South African company, Rapid Blue. So shout out to her, man. And if you've been to Oaks and Roses, their offices are literally just at the Urban Brew precinct, that building or that yard, literally like just behind. Remember we were there?
Yeah.
It was Urban Brew, no?
I think so.
Yeah, and for her to then buy Rapid Blue, which is... in the same league as...
Because we all want to sit at the table. She just bought the whole restaurant, my nigga.
Yeah, that's it, bro.
She just bought,
the whole restaurant, man. Yeah.
But it's beautiful to see a black person, you know, like also in those spaces. Yeah.
My only thing is, I'm trying to understand why you'd want to invest in TV with everything going digital.
No, no. I think also remember that it's not just the buying of the company and how it already does the business. They could change the model. Mm. It could be a company that does stuff for the internet. And also she's buying the facilities as well. And then we'll probably modernize it, AI it, and adapt to the current. I don't think it's going to be the typical, oh, Sailor Matunzi on
ABC kind of shows.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got, Gosling?
So I think they're buying
about,
the facilities.
You know, entrepreneurs and icons. Also, remember Carol Bauer.
Yeah, she was on Buzz, right?
Yes,
Carol Manana.
Yes.
Before Bauer, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't she also
isn't
on
that,
Generations?
Isn't that Cesar Loma's sister?
No.
No, the Cesar Loma's sister is what's the Loma? The very beautiful one who read Kanye Gomo.
Oh, Kanye.
That's Kanye Gomo, and that's the cousin. It's an aunt, I think, of his.
Yeah, yeah.
Kanye Gomo. Carol Brown, man.
But she's not the same league.
But Carol Bauer and Kanye Gomo were the same generation.
Yes.
Intelligent, beautiful women.
Go
in
to
our
Carol
screens.
Bauer.
This is Kanye Gomo.
Gomo, yeah. So she's in the same league as, like, the.
Basitsana.
Yes.
Basitsana,
yes.
Carol Bauer, same generation of trailblazers.
There she is.
No. I've got a picture that I'll send you. Use that picture when you show her. I got a selfie with her.
Oh,
no, she came up to me in Sandton. I was like there, like 2 years ago, Sandton City or Mandela Square. And she came up to me and she's like, she's a big fan. And I'm
I'm
a huge fan of you. I'm like, I'm a huge, always been, you know, yeah, an amazing woman. And she came up, like, I'm a big fan, like you.
But why did you say we hate women though?
Eh?
Why don't you tell her, but we hate women?
Oh, yeah. But they say the podcast hates women. She loves the podcast. Oh. Yeah, she's a big, big fan, man. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Wait, what? Did she like the podcast or the radio?
Yo.
I don't know. I don't know. You know why I say that? Because our producer at Kaya, at one point, when we started the show, producer was offensive. One of the great producer. And they friends. So when she said that, I don't know if it was ever, but she just likes what I do. So I think she even loves it here. And I think it's probably here because a lot of people, when I meet them, they're like, I'm a fan. I met Edwin Sodi. He's like, I'm a big fan, actually, of you.
Edwin Sodi.
Hi, bro.
No way.
Yeah. At Cela V.
He booked you?
I was playing, yeah.
Wow.
He booked me and he barely comes to Cela V.
Yeah.
Because Spoo was like, I probably won't come because he also owns Liv. He goes to Liv a lot.
Yeah.
But right after I played, he was there.
And the aura?
Oh. And then your aura, like, oh, it's in front of you. Nah, Edwin got aura, bro. For the
days.
Chilled guy, bro. For the days. And got that chima, he's strong. Like, make gripper. You got to give the deal to him. this deal. And it's like, he'll like, ooh, like, yeah, take it.
Take my money.
Yeah, aura. But it's like, I'm just a big fan. Like, I'm a fan, man. I'm like, ah.
Dude, fuck, I don't even know what he looks like. I don't even know him if he walked past, bro.
Real?
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, also, really? I also don't know how he looks like.
Really? I think a lot of people don't. But I watch, like I said, before I sleep, I watch the news. And sometimes you see these guys, you know? Yeah.
On the news?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, there's like court cases and things and whatever. You see
Did you question your sexuality? Because the way you went,
Nah, don't question my sexuality. I'm very comfortable, bro, in my sexuality. Yeah. Very. That's why I'm the one person who will always give compliments, even to men, about men. Because I'm comfortable, man. It's not
so
like,
you're the type to say, oh, nice ass, bro.
Not ass. Because I'm not. Because, number one, no man could ever have the kind of ass that I'm into. Like,
but
first of all. No, but they're still not like the ass that I'm into. So I could never see myself like. I'm going to say, you smell good. Oh, which he did also. Yeah. He did. And I know it's very close to my dudes, Umpo, Kekele, so they used to work at Skins. But I'm always going to be like, oh, you smell. I compliment you a lot.
Mm.
If you notice. When you look good, I'm like, even today, I'm like, dope jacket.
Oh, yes, you do.
But every time, I'm like, oh, nice outfit, bro. You know, because I'm just that guy, bro. It's not about like, oh, that would sound bad if I say that. Because it is what it is, bro. And you're comfortable in yourself and your sexuality.
Dude, it's so embarrassing, my wife.
I even told him he looks good today. Come.
Yeah,
he does. Palmer's born, man. I was a Christmas. He looks dapper as well. They all know in the room. I always tell them, bro. If,
bro, it's so embarrassing. It's not about, my wife like, taught sexuality. Me last week, was 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. how to put on cologne, bro. I don't know, bro. The whole time I've just been going far, far. And then I'm done.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Do you have to put it on your ankles, everywhere here?
Oh, wow.
Like, you have to put it all over.
Wait. My lady. Wait.
You got...
So, apparently, you have to put it, like...
On the ankles? Wow.
Yeah.
Ankles, cologne.
Yeah, so that when you walk past, they can smell it or something.
But who's smelling it down there?
I don't know, my nigga.
Like...
I get, like, the pulse point. Some people would do, like, a...
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I know as well.
That's it, yeah. Oh, here as well. And I know also people pull... Especially when they're gone out at night, behind the ears, then that's before.
Hey, that's too much, guys. How do you even get
behind
the ears?
No, when at the ankles, it's too much.
Oh, you just do like this.
Oh, you just go?
Yeah, how do you get down to ankles?
Yeah, like you.
Well, in Venda, we didn't have cologne, dog, so this is new to me.
We just discovered cologne.
Yeah, no cologne. Remember, I went colonized.
Drop your fucking table, please.
They're the only tribe that's not colonized. Cossos love cricket and shit. They think they're white. You know, yeah. So,
even the
mouthwash
Zulus thing. What's this now?
Yeah,
mouthwash.
Mouthwash? I never really appreciated a mouthwash. But I do now. Because, you know, sometimes, and I always a floss, and you can floss out food, meat between your teeth. But this mouthwash, you know, for your mouthwash, and then you can literally feel pieces that you didn't think they were there. Because it's very alcoholic or almost acidic. It breaks down. It's helpful, but I don't use it every day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, we live in a
little
bit.
But look, my thing about cologne is just put it on. Bro, it's your cologne.
Yeah.
You bought it. If you're one of those guys who wanna get an eye, so be it. But if you're one of those guys who like, you gotta be classy and whatever, it's your thing. And you want, it's your thing. Just do as you please with it. No one tells us how to use our shower gels.
What's the most expensive cologne you bought?
Can't remember.
At that shop, Saul, I saw you with the...
Skins.
Skins, yeah.
I can't remember. I can't.
I don't remember if I'm spending that much.
I never buy. I always get it as presents.
Yeah. Nice.
More than 5K?
So your presents, I can feel your presents now. I can smell it, actually.
More than 5K?
Yeah, more than 5K. More than 5K.
10? Are we doing 10?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Yo.
Nah, it's not more than 10. It's not more than 10.
I can't remember. No, I have never.
It's not more than 10.
I know you love cologne.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, I do.
Didn't I get you for your birthday?
Yeah, you got me that Dior Sauvage. You got me a Dior Sauvage. Thank you so much, man, you know? Yeah, that's the one Brad Pitt was the... It's not Brad Pitt, man. What's his name?
Johnny Depp.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp was like the face-off. Yeah. And then remember when he was in trouble because Amber Heard was putting his life? They were the only sponsor
that stayed with him.
Stayed with him, still continued their campaign with him.
Beautiful. I love it when a brand does that, man. Yeah, I love it when a brand does that.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
so,
Carol Bauer.
I love that brand.
Well,
I love
on
the
Carol
brand.
Bauer. Okay. So, so she became the latest high-profile victim of a highly sophisticated artificial intelligence voice cloning scam targeting her close associates. So
that happens.
They literally took her voice and just her whole imaging and send it to her close associates asking for money, obviously.
Shit, I can't even remember what she sounds like, man. It's been so long.
She sounds very...
Yeah, but if she's your friend, you'll know.
You'll know, yeah.
Yeah, and literally, they're good. Guys, AI is genuinely good.
It's on another
good.
Level, yeah.
There's a guy, so once in a while, I look through like my DMs and stuff, you know. This guy hits me up like, yo, I don't know what to do, man. So Zabini seems to like me. I video called it and he sends me a screenshot. And this is not Zabini. My Chroma's ex?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Selima Tunzi?
Oh, Zizo.
Miss SA team?
Zizo.
Zizo, better. Yeah, Zizo. Zizo. So it's like, Zizo. And there she was. So they can even do that with the video. Mm. So they could video call you.
And it looks like the person.
It looks like,
And they talk through, they speak as well through
the
person.
When the man So, yeah, it's generally men who are committing these crimes. When they move their hair, like, hello, hey, gorgeous. He's talking to you, but you are seeing Zizo Peta.
Yeah, another image.
Yeah, speaking to you.
Yeah.
And as he moves, as he smiles, as he does this, as he does that, it's her.
Wow.
And that's you're crazy. Seeing it, and that's like, you're convincing.
And the people who they were trying to scam actually believed it because it looked so real. So, yeah, with that explanation, it shows that this thing is very dangerous.
Because what do you do when you get a call from Carol Bauer and it's actually Carol Bauer's voice? I just don't know how to do the number thing because I get it if it's a different number because now they've managed to get an AI and they fed the AI many of her voice through clips.
But isn't it when they take your WhatsApp as well? Have you seen those?
So
then they sent to people because I think that's what the one I was
using. Yeah, they do a SIM swap, I think.
Yeah, SIM swap and then start texting people on your contacts.
The one with the voice is believable, man.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Because if Saul sends me a voice note now, it's like, hey, poison, please send me 2000. Oh, okay, no problem. Because of the voice.
Because he's your dude, yeah. Yeah, that confirms it. That takes us all. It's like, nah, come on, man. Fuck, why would Saul be asking me for 500 or 10,000? But if it's a call, now it's like, yo, it sounds real. It's him. What do you do?
And you usually...
You can't call him, but like, that was like you calling
you,
me.
You like to voice note.
Ah, voice note, bro.
Yes.
I voice note, and I listen to my voice notes, too. You know, do that.
No.
I listen to them to see if they were good. Like, yeah. That's good. And every time I do it, people are like, wait, you listen to yourself? I'm like, yeah. They're like, what? I'm like, I think I'm used to listening to myself now. Mm. I used to be cringe, but now I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Play it. Every time I send a voice note because I'm also trying to see if the person who received my voice note is receiving it the way I intended it to be received. I think that's the most, like, the most valid reason I listen to them to see if, good. I didn't sound too good. Nah, that's fine.
You're overthinking it, man.
I'm an overthinker.
It's just a voice note, my dog.
Yeah. No, you are an overthinker.
Yeah. It's just a voice note. From now on,
What else you got, girls?
Another story. Did you guys would you judge when you, did you see the picture of Rick Ross on the line? This was
him flying commercial.
Flying commercial, waiting for, you know, is it shocking or do you see it as it's normal? There's nothing wrong with it.
Nah, it's not
especially
normal.
With the remember now he's been boss, you know.
Thank you, the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's normal, but it's not normal because he told us that his normal is flying private. You see, and there's absolutely no reason. If you fly private, you fly private. If you fly business, you fly business. There's no reason. But if you're gonna broadcast it to the world and then make the world believe that that's your normal. Then, when you do the abnormal, the world will take note.
But don't you also believe that, you know, some days are different, you know, or even just times? Yes, he was rich then, he had the money, and maybe now he just can't afford it.
No, man, he's got the money, bro.
He's still got the money.
Bro, he's got franchises.
Yeah.
He's
still got the money.
He's got a zoo in his house.
Yeah, he's turned a Ferrari into a horse feed container.
He's got money, bro. He's got money.
He may have money, but now he just has to be careful with his money because he can't just spend it recklessly on private jets. Because remember, that's an expense.
And he's been spending it recklessly. That's generally what happened with money.
Yeah. So that's why it's like, okay, yes, before, now I'm just changing where
I'm putting
my money.
I don't see anything wrong with
it,
man. If he wants to fly a commercial, so be it, man. How many famous people fly commercial, bro? So many, bro. Like, it's nothing new. He's not the first nor the last.
No, it's the thing. It's because he was rubbing the private jet in our faces.
Yeah.
I think there's so many guys who got private jets and we don't see them. They don't rub it in our faces.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to fly commercial when you have a private jet because it's going in for maintenance. Because, like, for example, if you have a jet, after 10 years, it has to go for full.
But you can hire another.
No, you're right.
Or you can also hire.
Or just book a business class.
You just said he must spend his money wisely.
Yeah.
Hiring another one, that's reckless now. When you can just fly commercial for that day.
Yeah, and also fly commercial, it does not necessarily mean you fly economy. Mm. You could maybe be in a business cabin. Yes,
just for that day.
or the premium. What's the other one? First class.
First class.
Or the first class cabin.
Yeah.
You know, he could have been in those.
But man, people must just mind their own business, man. There's nothing
and
wrong
then maybe
with
it was at the lounge, and then he went to go sit by a terminal because he's about to board.
Mm.
So right? what are you saying? Saul can't take a taxi, no?
No, but Saul...
I can, man.
Yeah,
you
can.
What I mean? I can. I haven't been years, but I can. Because Saul and I have been out there saying we can't take taxis. But the niggas were all like, hey, we fly with our own jets. You see?
But obviously, if Saul is in a taxi, people are going to take a picture of him and say, ha, we're going to Saul
in a taxi. That's the horrible thing. People take pictures of you.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with him wanting to take a taxi.
No, there's nothing wrong with that idea. So, but it's just that people will still take a picture.
That's what I'm saying. People must mind their own business.
That's why Rick runs people. And they will do it even when I never be like, taxis or whatever. I never spoke ill of like being in a taxi. People...
My problem
taxis,
is,
bro.
You see this guy, he's in commercial.
I've been in Texas
and the
years.
First thing is he's broke.
Mm.
That's where I'm like, wow, how do you get to that conclusion? You get what I'm saying?
No, because
it's it's not like he's selling his private jet.
But he
then you would be like, oh shit, what's going on?
Yeah.
But he set up the image of wealth opulence.
Yes.
He
that's
did that. And that's why it slaps harder now that he is being exposed for not really being the biggest boss that we've seen thus far. He created that perception. He did that. That's his work. Yes, his privacy is being violated,
yeah.
But he created the impression
that.
Of,
yeah.
You're never going to see me sitting by the boarding gate with you.
You, exactly. So now when you
he
come to
that.
My level, it becomes like you.
Yeah, it is doing.
I guess it's the same thing as we were saying about, you know, with the streamers, you know, like your big artists now doing things that we see other normal individuals do. It becomes that thing like you portrayed yourself as this person. Now you're coming to my level.
No. That's different. Because we created the perception that you are bigger than starting something new. Because we've already... compartmentalized you boxed you into, you are a professional, you've reached the pinnacle of this.
But you also
and now you are heading over.
Also, people ride on that.
It's like
well.
DJ Cleo when he was playing football and he was trialing that vet or something.
Yes,
you get me?
Yeah.
It's a whole new thing.
It. Yeah.
So that's on us because we have thought we got you figured out.
Mm.
Yeah. It's not like he
what
said,
do you think,
I'll
checking?
Never do anything apart from music.
Do you agree with Saul? You agree with them?
No, definitely, 100%. I could make an example with the current slay queens that we have, right? If we were to see somebody who likes to flaunt their money, flaunt the cars, buy luxury things, and then Kausane, I'm standing next to you in a line, go Mr. Price, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to be shocked.
Mm. It's
but the you're, price but they
you're,
pay.
But you're the very same person who will say the internet is not real.
It isn't real, but you're portraying it. You want us to see you in that type of light. You fed us that type of information. So it's going to be our right to continue living with you in this not real or fake reality. Yeah. So seeing you and Mr. Price, get loho bota ofunanla.
Yes. Because you said you're living large. Maybe if you want to go jet.
Drop the
private jet. Your own.
The pressure,
thanks
guys. The pressure.
Yeah. By you just posting that and
don't create pressure for yourself, fam.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know these rappers lie, though, guys.
Nah, they lie. Some don't. Jay-Z doesn't
lie. We have to believe the lie once we see you in the picture and you living within the lie. So we have to believe it for you,
bro.
You understand? We are forced to believe it. As much as it's a lie, but I will believe it.
And as a rapper, you can always take a stance. There's top rappers.
Kendrick's not out here.
J. Cole. Kendrick. Those guys are not out here. Eminem.
And they got the money.
Eminem, but my billionaire.
Yeah.
Eminem got the money.
But if you saw him in a commercial flight, you'd be like, ah, man, you know these
people. Yeah, and his music is about the music. Mm-hmm. His music is not about him telling you how much he has. His music is about music and his lyricism and how he can flex with words. That's Eminem. You don't need to put yourself in a position where it's like, I'm in a van.
I get you.
There are many rappers who are out there rapping, doing really great work. But Rick Ross's his whole facade has been money, 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 money. I got money, money. He bought Mike Tyson's house, bro. Mm. Right?
That was 50 Cent. Hmm? That was 50 Cent.
Who bought Mike Tyson's house? Didn't,
50 Cent.
He bought a house that was one of the biggest houses in the state, or was it 50?
Yeah, it was
50. I remember to him doing the bucket chair. That's Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson's house. Mm. The white palatial home. Mm. 50 Cent by Evander Holyfield's house or someone?
No. 50 Cent bought Mike Tyson.
Is it?
However, Rick Ross has the biggest house in his... neighborhood.
Yeah, it's always that thing. And you can always buy the biggest house in the neighborhood without actually... Okay, America works differently, but without announcing it.
Yeah.
And keep it private. But if you're going to tell the people you're living like this, the onus is on you to maintain living like this.
Anyway, what got your attention this week, Benduka?
Yeah, man, I nearly bought...
No, but the story's that good. It's worth repeating.
But we're not going to repeat it, man. Yeah. Shout out to her, woman power. Speaking of woman power, please tell me, and I'm surprised you didn't do a story because I saw it in the prep. How bad are period pains?
Oh.
Like, how bad do they get when they get severe? Ladies?
Shots? Like, how bad does it get?
Can you just... Ben doesn't feel you, father. Yeah, Ben doesn't feel you. Period.
Drop your fucking
shots. Like, okay, describe it to a man in the best
way
you can. I know it's very difficult.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's difficult to me to describe a kick in the balls, to the balls, to you. I haven't had one since I was a child, but it's still difficult. How does it feel, like the severe period pains?
Wait, someone kicked your balls as a child?
Oh, I've had a hard impact to my balls as a child. I can't remember who last kicked my balls as a child, but I remember my balls hurting as a child.
Just be rough playing as well, you know? And someone just accidentally.
Yeah, it could have been in a game of football. Mm. And I'm a goalkeeper, I'm flying in, you see.
But you said role playing.
Role playing?
I did not say role playing. I'm all.
Yo.
What are y'all doing?
I'm gonna call myself. I'm gonna call myself. What are you head of myself? Anyway. Maybe if they can speak.
Yes, Fed Check.
I don't know how to describe it here. It's not discomfort. It's not unsettling. Yes, there are those certain people who experience discomfort, but it's like...
severe ones.
Yeah, it's like a pain that comes and goes and comes and goes, like contracting. Mm. I don't know how to explain it. It's similar to... I know that the early stages of labor are similar to period pains.
Yeah.
Like when I started going into labor, I literally, the way your brain thinks, you'd actually describe it to the doctor as, I think I'm experiencing a period pain.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's how bad it is. It's similar to labor. It's like pre-labor. Whoa. And it can get worse because I know my aunt, she faints from her period pain.
She faints.
Yes. All the time. Every month. She faints.
Mm-hmm. Has she fainted in front of you?
Yes.
Where were you? What was happening? And
she... we were at home. So she was going through her pains. And normally we give her your painkillers, which some of them don't work. They give her nausea. Mm. And then after some time, she fainted. And when we take her to the gynecologist, they just prescribe stronger medication for her. Because there's nothing that they can really do besides prescribe contraceptives. Apparently contraceptives help. And also give...
because you don't get periods on some contraceptives.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then they give you painkillers. But each time when she's on her period, she fades.
Damn.
Did they prescribe a sick note so that she doesn't go to work?
Yeah, they do.
Because obviously you've gone to the doctor.
It's gotten to a point where they now know the condition. Mm. They do understand that there's certain things or certain times where she won't go.
Mm. And so every year, 12 times... she's fainting.
She faints.
I heard
severe, like, every time. Mm-hmm. Whoa!
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Like it gets bad, and I've it's been that. Like that for the longest of time. We even know that, okay? If her days come, there's a high possibility that she's gonna faint. Don't leave.
Ghosty, do yours get super
And how
bad?
Long does she faint for?
Not long. It's not like the whole day thing. It's a situation of collapsing. After some time, she'll get back up.
But oh, no, man.
It's bad. Like, she's always crying. We've tried gynecologists. We've tried specialists. We've tried doctors. Anything, name it. It doesn't help.
Crazy, man.
I have a cousin who literally, I remember she would be rolling on the floor crying every time she's on her period. I've never come to that stage.
That stage
so
of
yes,
your
would, also have, I also have period pains, but not to that, like, because so there are others who it's just like so severe. But even my own, I'm like, I'm in pain. I need to sleep. I can't. I just want to lie down. But there are those cases where it is crazy. Yeah.
What does it feel like? Does it feel like someone's punching you or like...
Yeah.
With my period pains, it even goes like to my back. Like it hurts my back. That's what I just hate.
Your back is in, you can't bend over, you can't sit back or like...
I don't understand.
What's a back pain?
I'd rather sit down. And I think with now, remember I've got 3 kids and they're all via C-section. So the back, because of the anesthesia that had to... The back suffers, especially even from cold.
Your back suffers from C-sections?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, no, it becomes a long, like a lifelong problem, you know, because...
Yeah, I know C-sections do bring like some problems lifelong. I just didn't think the back.
Yeah, that's the back. But now with my periods, every time it just hits the back the most. And I just have to I want to lie down.
You
can't... Not that I can't sit up, but I just want to lie down. So that's my thing now. I just want to lie down.
So the reason I asked is because Mabato Muntu.
Yeah.
Remember she played Lumka on Generations.
Yeah.
Pretty woman. Beautiful, gorgeous woman.
She's the wife.
They married, eh?
I believe so.
Busani Ghosi's wife.
Yeah, Ghosi doesn't know who's married and who's not.
No, I'm scared now.
Yeah. No, they're not.
They're not married. They're not married, but they're partners.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah. She did a documentary because obviously she comes from film. Did a documentary. It's called Marxism and Period Pains. So the whole doc is about highlighting how period pains can get very severe.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and so... It's pretty much an effort to get, you know, the rulemakers to legislation, parliament, and just the rulemakers to allow for menstrual leave for severe cases. Not like, oh, woman, I'm on periods. No, you're gonna see me on Monday, you know. Yeah, but it's like for the severe cases.
No wonder you guys hate us so much. You go through a lot, ne?
Yeah,
they need someone to take it out on. Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys go through a lot. I know period pains. I've appreciated, like, because I've had partners and I'm like, okay, this seems to be intense. I don't think I get it, but...
Because I can imagine...
It's intense.
You're there, your back is hurting, and I'm like, let's say we're married. I'm like, so tonight...
Like, hell no.
You so tonight, you're like, when I'm just so tonight, you're like,
hell no.
And again, there, you know, normally she doesn't turn you down. She wants it as much as you want it. And then, but damn. You can imagine some men are also like, just weird and won't get it.
Bro, there was once an experiment on YouTube done. It got so many views. A few years back, I saw where they put men and gave them...
Oh, so
the men went through a simulator to feel the pain of what it would be like to go through labor. And most of the men couldn't last a minute.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, just search it on YouTube.
Of course,
it's
bro.
Very, very painful.
Like this.
Yeah. And there's stages.
Screaming and crying.
Yeah.
Of course, men dog are.
There's stages.
Yes. You've seen that thing, no?
Yes, I've seen that thing as well.
On YouTube. Just go to YouTube.
Ah, dog. And it's weird, like, I think we've spoken about this, even like when you're being weak as a man, they will say you're a pussy. But a pussy
so which one
takes
is this?
A bigger pounding than testicles. No, legit. It's one of the toughest things out there. Like, why would you say a guy's a pussy if they're weak? You must be tasty. Like, no, you're such an egg. You're an egg. You're tasty, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Yeah, bro.
And the thing is, women are, like, constantly in chronic pain. That's another thing. And they become so used to it.
Wow.
Without just even go, the room just knowing. Just play that.
So this is guys so trying women a period just pain.
In pain. Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, a period bro. Pain simulator. Okay, let's play. Play. Let's see.
Okay, should I stop?
No, go to 19. Once you hit 20, I'm ripping this thing off.
Why is this doing?
19.
Okay. I feel like we're
just running my hip.
Okay, go to 20. Nah, he's not.
Okay,
listen. Should I test it?
Can we get one? Let's try a period simulator.
Yeah, you guys should. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. You don't fuck up with our reproductive abilities,
look at
right?
You.
No, I'm game. I can do it. I just won't fuck up with my reproductive
I thought you said I'm
anatomy.
Gay. Oh, okay. Eh? I thought you said I'm gay.
Ah, man, go slow.
I'm game.
Okay.
Can you get one of us? Get two.
I'm okay now.
Yeah. Get two.
I'm game as long as it's not gonna have adverse effects. So she did this documentary, yeah. So
I saw
and my
trailer.
Thing is it's the problem is people. People always take advantage. Even if there was that legislation that women are entitled to menstrual leave, there are women who will say my periods are severe when they are not. Mm. That's severe. And also want to deter companies from going, we're not hiring women now that this period pain is a legal thing.
Or you'd find out there's a question, like, how severe are your periods?
Yo, you see, that's intrusive now. In an interview,
interview, there's a question where...
Oh, you
get judged by that.
If you
write none, that's then inhumane. It's like now you just have to stomach your pain and keep quiet and never mention for the rest of your life or however period you're in that company.
But shout out to you guys, man. I can never pick it up when it's that time. You guys
Yeah. We never pick it up, actually.
You get trained from a young age when you have a talk with your parents or moms when they tell you about period that this is life and you just have
I've
to
never
function
seen the mood,
and no one must know that this is what you're going through.
Shots, how was your training?
Why does my cover think you're a woman, bro?
Asking shots, no. How? Yo.
Shots, my time
you know
sick.
Shots. You know shots. He knows I love him. Guys, bro, are you following the Charlemagne academics beef?
That's beef?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yo, it's so complex, bro.
No.
Yo, it's been going on for like 3 weeks. I'm going to try to explain it the best way I can. It's very complicated.
Okay.
But just stay with me. So, academics has made it very clear that he's in the Drake camp, right?
Yes, he's a Drake stan. He's an overstan.
Yes. And he's got beef with Roc Nation for the longest time. So, they've even subpoenaed him. They've sued him. They've done all sorts of things, right? So, 3 weeks ago, Charlemagne, who's close with academics, calls Ack. He's like, yo, Ack.
Academics.
Yeah, he's like, yo, Ack, just a warning. You know, he's doing the OG thing. Like, hey, man, something's coming up in the horizon. Just giving you a warning. Just be careful, you know? And it's regarding Roc Nation, right? So then Ack goes on his stream. And he's like, hey, man, why are you calling me, telling me something that's coming up? How do you know about it? And when I ask you who told you that you don't want to tell me, are you part of that
part
gang
of that
as well?
Cabal,
are you part of that cabal? Are you snitching? You understand? So then now he starts rocking Charlemagne.
I see.
Right? So now he starts rocking Charlemagne. So when he starts rocking Charlemagne, then now Charlemagne comes back on Flagrant, the previous episode. Now he's got receipts. Now he found out that there's a guy called, what's this guy's? Grand Wizard. So the guy called Grand Wizard, he stays in Australia, right? And he manages Academics TV, the YouTube channel.
Oh.
So under this Academics TV, this guy, he handles like other YouTubers and streamers like Aiden Ross and whatever.
Oh, okay.
Under Academics umbrella.
So he works. He works
another gig, other side gig.
Yeah. So this Grand Wizard guy works for Academics.
Okay.
So he handles the Academics TV YouTube channel.
Okay.
So everything that you see there, he handles it.
Which the other YouTubers there?
Eh? Eh?
the Aiden Rosses of the world that he manages also, are they under ACK or they, it's other side gigs?
Side gigs.
Oh, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, yeah. So it's side gigs. So okay. He works with it, Aiden Ross,
yes,
and all these other guys.
People, yes.
And then he's got like a farm of clippers. So he's got like 1,000 clippers, right? That he works with, right? And that push propaganda. And if they're like rocking someone, if they're rocking Saul, then everyone.
A narrative will be created.
Yes, yeah, yes. Clippers. But now it turns out that the guy at the top of all of this is Drake. So Drake owns Academics TV.
Oh, so Drake is behind Academics PR machine.
Yes. And all these.
So no wonder he's a Drake.
So all these, and all these farmers and whatever. Academic knows.
That he's an Australian guy is not only down under, but also under Drake.
Yes. Cool. They all work together. So they all know about this, right?
Okay.
So, now, the crazy thing is that, yo, it's complex.
Yeah, I'm following, bro.
But the crazy thing is that in Australia, they have different laws when it comes to crypto than America.
Okay.
So in Australia, when you get crypto, you have to show...
Declare it.
Okay.
And show why you're getting that money.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you can go to prison. So now, Charlemagne came back knowing that this guy's in Australia. And now, this guy in Australia started... singing to Charlemagne to say, hey man, now I had the orders from Academics. I don't want no smoke. Please don't mention my name. Don't show my picture. I don't want to get in trouble here in Australia because I hear you mentioning crypto, XYZ.
What orders did the Australian guy get?
He got orders from Academics to say, so the moment Academics said, it's war with me and Charlemagne, he's like, get everybody, get the whole band, the whole army, to rock
our PR army.
Yeah.
Oh, propaganda machine.
Yeah, to rock Charlemagne.
Yes.
So he got the orders from there. So he's like, everything that you're seeing in the net, I got orders to execute that. I'm just a messenger. You understand? So please don't fuck up my business and what I'm doing. Because what it turns out is, turns out the Australian guy has been getting money from Cake and Stake, which Drake works with.
And yeah, gambling companies. Yeah, it's always promoting Stake and gambling a bit. And then,
So it turns, allegedly, this Australian guy didn't disclose those money. So
was he getting them through crypto?
So if that comes out, he's now compromised. And now, currently in Australia, they're doing an investigation on this guy.
Ooh.
Like a private investigation. So it's a whole thing. Mm. And it's just like, it's crazy, bro.
That's wild, bro.
Nah, I didn't know Drake was involved in all this clip farming shit, bro.
I think you have to. Think about it. Drake has been a target. And hey, I don't know, Drake is good, bro, because Drake is back to being Drake, you know? And you know Drake is Drake when you're at a club and it's like just Drake. And for me, when at the level is at, where you're going through wars with a juggernaut in the industry, like Universal, it's one of the biggest record labels in the world, a multi-billion industry. And a multi-billion company that you're going against. And they have structures like that in place.
Mm.
You can't take on a Sony, a Universal, a Warner Brothers. Mm. You can't, bro. Unless you've got a similar infrastructure. So you need to be involved in PR.
Mm.
Have a propaganda network.
Yes.
It's like in South Africa now, bro, you take on... say Naspers.
Yeah.
You say something bad about Naspers, the company, and they use everything at their disposal to attack you. You need to meet them at a similar level.
Exactly.
So you need to have those kind of things in place. Drake was meant to be dead and buried from what he came from.
Mm.
Hence I said Drake is Drake again. He was meant to be dead and buried. From the Kendrick thing, he was meant to be dead and buried because Drake used to run the charts. And guess what? He's now still running the charts. Mm-hmm. And that's not through just pure good music. It's through all the PR and propaganda and changing that narrative on social media, streamers, and everywhere else. So Drake needed to become that. You can't just be a multi-billion rapper without being bigger than just being a rapper. You got to be a part of the back-end things that push the narrative and control the narrative. And Jay-Z's probably a part of it. Diddy, maybe also. You got to be, bro. You just can't be.
Man, I found it interesting. Should I continue? Do you guys find it interesting?
Yeah,
or are you over it?
It's interesting. No.
You over it? Fact check.
It explains why our...
No, are you over it?
Our rappers also now diversifying.
Yeah?
You know? I'm just saying it explains why also our rappers
Shots.
Also...
Must I continue?
Diversifying.
Yeah, and they're trying to control a channel in the supply chain.
Yeah.
Which is content.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I get
Shots
it
said
now.
This, so it's fine. Let me not continue.
What did Shots say?
No, Shots was like, not sure.
I want to, no.
But I find it interesting, man. He's on periods.
Yeah, come on. You can't trust
Drop that.
The pains to speak his truth. You know, he's a pain. He's a pain to speak his truth. He suggested it, you remember?
Askies, Shots. Askies.
Okay, but let's follow what happens and then we'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, yeah, please.
Ghost Lady, you want me to continue?
No, I want you to continue.
We're deep in it anyway
I'm
now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
so
deep
this
in
is
anyway.
When Ak finds out that this is when he declares war with Charlemagne, right?
Okay.
So check this out.
Ak, be careful who you associate with.
Start from
that's
the beginning,
odd.
Please.
I'm going to tell you why that's odd.
I still don't get why Ak is angry at Charlemagne.
Careful,
yeah,
Ak.
That much, hey?
Be careful, Ak. Be careful who you associate with. That's odd. I'm going to tell you why that's odd. Because even if you don't know where this info came from, it is ironic that only people that align a certain way gets the info. It's not everybody that has the info. It's a certain people that have the info. Shout out my man Charlemagne. He gave me a call. He said, "Ak, this was going around. I seen it." So what? Where'd it come from? I don't know. Oh, okay. Charlotte, if I wasn't supposed to air you out on that, it's okay. But listen, I got to get to the bottom of this. I hear Laura LaRosa got it in the background. What Laura LaRosa got? What? Then I hear, oh, you got like you know, one of the stooges that was on this show and then this other guy that don't like you. And I'm like, what's going on here? Now, like for anything, I like to address things head on. But with that, you know, I don't like doing proxy wars. I like to just kick it off. I tell all y'all eat a straight up. All y'all eat a. Y'all ain't stopping nothing. All y'all can eat a. When there is entities that's plotting against me, don't be the messenger. You either with me or against me. No DJ Khaled's around my book. No DJ Khaled's around my book. Get the away.
Yeah, so this is when he
no, I get the whole thing. You know what it is? It's that whole, if you come tell me that somebody spoke this about me and maybe they weren't aware that you are possibly going to come tell me this, it's that whole, why are they comfortable talking to you? Why are they comfortable gossiping to you about me?
And what did you say?
And what did you say in the room?
Mm.
You see, it's I feel like it's that thing.
Mm.
But also then, Charlemagne Bros got Netflix deals. He's obviously in that
space.
Grouping.
Yeah.
And it's not just any black person who's there. You know, it's in that
but is it not
special
also part
space
of the system
with Bull.
Where they told him in a way of to filter the message. The same way all these pieces come together to get a message out.
Mm, mm.
So is it, because what was the actual warning? Is that they are coming for you? Or
yeah, they want to cancel him. They want to, they want to rock him.
Nah, but you see, that's different because academics must know that Charlemagne is in a bigger, bigger boardrooms.
Mm.
And that also is what is being said because he's got his own things happening. And those people know are dealing with him through those own things. They may not know he's got a relationship
so
with an academic that
be
runs
grateful
deep.
Then? To rather be grateful for Charlemagne actually coming to him and saying, yo.
In this context,
yeah.
Yes. I get what he means.
Why
but it's
beef
not a,
about it then?
Yeah. Eh?
Why is he beefing about it?
Because he's doing the whole thing of things were said about me in your presence. What
which team are you on?
Mm. Yeah, which team are you on kind of thing.
But the virtue of him, even if he's... Okay, you could be in a room and the people are speaking ill of you. For the fact that I came out of that room and said, gave you a warning, it shows that I'm also on your team.
And it's up to him to tell us now, did you ask Solomon Guti, why were they comfortable telling you that? Do you, and what did you say? You see? Because Solomon could have been like, yo, bro, I know this guy is my boy, guys. He's one of the good guys. You know, but the problem is there's a whole machine trying to destroy Drake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Drake is fighting it at their level. That's why he's got an army of clippers and all the things that he has.
Insane,
which
bro.
He just wanted to rap and make great records. Music, I don't think Drake came into the game to become a propagandist and a narrative controller through bots. Surely he's got better things to do with his money. We all know what he likes doing with his money. You would rather do that as opposed to be buying bots from Australia or whatever. You know, they put him in that position. So I feel like Academic needs to take it with context. Mm. You know what I mean? As opposed to just going, ha, you are in the enemies with my room. You are in the room with my enemies.
No.
This is what he's doing right now. He's like, you're in the same room with my enemies.
Shots telling us to wrap it up, man. He's about to faint, guys.
Okay, shit, sorry.
Podcast and chill. We out of here, man.
Bye. Yo.
Yo.